Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, beautiful Monday morning, April the 15th, 2024, tax day, 14 minutes past the hour, 54 degrees and sunny skies. What beautiful weather we've had the last 2 days. And I guess I can ask everybody out there now, are you happy after the first hour's conversation with author Adam Gopnik? I think that's a fascinating subject. I think it's a fascinating book. I don't know. Are people happy? I think most people will tell you they're happy, but I don't know if they are or not. I really don't know. I'm happy at this point, so what can I say? By the way, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, 740-751-4038. Have you ever sat down and asked yourself honestly, am I happy? I don't know. I think, I would guess, not to be pessimistic here, because I'm trying to be an optimist, that most people probably are not genuinely happy. I think most people are happy on the surface, but I don't know if they're genuinely happy. I think there's a lot of woulda, coulda, shoulda in life. I think there's a lot of I shoulda done that, I coulda done that, I woulda done that if this had turned out this way. I don't know. I don't know. Are people happy? What do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'll tell you, this kind of dovetails with something I did over the weekend. On Saturday, I was invited to go to the Adams family, musical that was put on at River Valley High School. And I'll tell you, this show was really, really good. I have got to hand it to the people at River Valley who participated in this musical because the sets were amazing. The actors and actresses were amazing. The whole thing was just really, really good. Music was good. I had never seen the Addams Family. It all went very well. But, you know, I think about this, and I think about the people performing in that musical. And I wonder, I would guess, if you would ask the people performing in that musical, were they happy up there in front of that audience? And I bet they were. But how many of them will pursue that in their life, that career? Probably very few. So, will they be happy? I don't know. But I've got to say, it was a great performance, and it was a pretty... It wasn't totally filled when I was there Saturday night, but it was pretty close. And I've got to take it off to the kids in that particular program because, like I say, it was very, very entertaining. And you can tell the work that goes in to something like that. So those kids at River Valley did a tremendous job. And I was looking through the book here, through the program, and it's kind of neat how families put these notes in their booklets now. Telling their kids how much they appreciate what they did. You know, as you flip through this thing, you see a lot of that, and that's very, 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 very nice. The gentleman who did, I got to get the names right, first of all. You got to run through the names here in the book of the people who performed on Saturday night. Gomez Adams, I think his name was, if I have it right here, Noah Williams. What a great job he did. Morticia Adams, Rose LaVille, great job. Just a great job by the whole cast. And Wednesday, who I think was the real star of the show, Evie, I'm not sure, Runyon, great job there. And everybody else. I mean, there were a lot of people in this show who performed, and it was just a really good show. So I hope people made it out and had a chance to see the big performance this past weekend at River Valley. And hopefully, everybody's happy. All right, 740-751-4038. The phone lines are open if there's anything on your mind. 740-751-4038. Now, I don't know how much this is being talked about, but I last week, somebody gave me a petition. You know, people are out collecting signatures and things of that nature. And right now, there's one. And I'm just going to read this, not the whole thing, but a little bit here. Urgent, we need your help. All residents of Pleasant Township, we need your voice and your opposition. Mark your calendar for 5 p.m. Monday, April 29th to attend the public hearing at Tri Rivers in regard to what this all is about is putting up Chestnut Solar is a proposed solar-powered electric generation facility located in Pleasant Township, occupying approximately 404 acres within a 562-acre project area and a capacity of up to 68 megawatts. There's a whole little thing going. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Well, happiness. How are you? Are you happy this morning? The sun's shining and you're on the air. And you've had some rest after your experiences over the last few, let's just say maybe they started a month or two ago or maybe a little longer for you. Are you happy, Scott? And then I'll just put a little burst in and get off of here and let somebody else come on.
You know, I am happy, and I'll tell you, it is interesting. Certainly the last 2 weeks have been very busy, and I was still busy on Saturday going to the musical and all of that, but yesterday was a little bit of a day of rest, which was nice, and the weather's nice. How can you not love that? But, yeah, I am happy.
There's a few things in your mind that makes you happy, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Did they mount a whole lot?
Well,
it's just an everyday occurrence, isn't it? So you went out and entertained yourself, per se, or whoever you accompanying you, and you know what made you happy? Well, that was a performance that, per se, is young people, and they're coming up to the ranks, and they're performing and going on that and giving it a try, and I imagine a lot of them, and mostly a high percentage, will not further that as far as a livelihood and stuff. But you say, I don't think too many, that meaning you say that I don't think too many people will be happy. Well, that's correct, but you don't know too many people, you know what I mean? You just know a nimble, the world. We're talking about the world, see? So when we talk about human beings, there's a lot of characteristics in people and a lot of things they like to pursue and things they have pursued, but they still might not have been happy, but maybe during the time they was. But like myself and my wife, we started being together when was teenagers. So here we are, went through marriage and 62 years down the road, we're still teenagers together. We aren't old people, we're still teenagers. And what a way to look at that, but that's the way we feel, and there's thousands and millions, thousands of them around the same as we are and worked and pursued different jobs. And because the jobs faded away, you may went to another one. That's most generally, but there I retired from one job for 20 years and then went right after another job, been there 20 years, retired from both of those, and here I've been retired for 20 years, or 60 years, and then with Carol, I've been married 62, and was teenagers and went together for 3 years, so I'd say my wife and I just entertained each other, and that's been happiness to to ourselves, and I just discussed it with her before I called. Another, the most crucial point of happiness is, and we desired to do that, and we had children, and then they had children, and then we got great-grandchildren, and all through those ranks, there was a happiness there, and there was disappointment when you'd see them cry, or they couldn't have what they wanted to have, and stuff like that. Oh, boy, but that was this happiness. And you ever heard the old saying, you know, you corrected a child or even an animal that you had, your pet, you scolded them or something. Didn't you feel worse than what the pet or the person did because it hurt you more than it did them?
Oh, I think that's right. And I think in general, I think most people are not depressed. I think most people would say they were happy. And I guess it all is in their own internal mind anyway. If you believe you're happy, that's good. But what I think is, my opinion, is that I think most people, if you talk to them long enough, as I said to the author last hour, they'll tell you they're happy, they'll tell you everything's great. But if you talk to them long enough, this thing will come up and they'll say, boy, you know, I used to play the guitar. Boy, you know, I always wanted to write a book. Boy, you know, I always wanted to be in front of people. I always wanted to act. And there's always a thing that they didn't do because they didn't have the time and they regret it or they still wouldn't be bringing it up. And I wonder why they don't go for it.
Well, Scott, I'll just answer that question real nice and easy to you. Happiness isn't the time you wake up and you got a grin on your face and you're happy till the time you go to bed. Now, the period of time of all these years, there you are, 40-some years old, there I am, 82 years old. There's time you slept. You didn't know nothing about anything there, wasn't it? You wasn't happy and you wasn't mad. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, every night.
Okay. That every night, every day, whatever it is, night or day you go to sleep, people have to sleep in the daytime. But anyhow, when you're asleep, you don't know either. So there, you take those equations away from there, and then you go back to yourself. You are happy every time, you know, like people think happiness is. You got to have this and that. I was the type of person, my wife the type of person, that I've done a lot of extracurricular activities. You take all the sports and the golfing, all that stuff. I've done that, but I never wanted to pursue it down to the T, where I was a perfectionist. And, buddy, when you start pursuing yourself to be a perfectionist, that is a job your entire life, because once you do it, you get in the habit of wanting to be a perfectionist on it all the time, and you're working constantly, and you're upset a lot of times trying to pursue that. And so pursuing, you know, that's a big part of life, pursuing to get up and go to work. You had to do that, you know, but when you're retired, well, I can tell right now, well, it works out pretty nice that happiness, and I mean there's thousands and millions in this global thing that are happy people.
And, well, and
more
it's
happy people that there is unhappy people.
Well,
and even your show makes me happy. Have a good day,
hey,
Scott.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
And again, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we certainly would like you to get in on it. It is just, and again, I'm not saying people are unhappy. I'm just not sure that they're generally as happy maybe as they could be. Maybe that's the better way to put it. Because everybody's got those things, it seems like, that they did not pursue for whatever reason. Now, maybe some had to do with time. Maybe some had to do with situation. Life crept up on them. I don't know. I don't know what happened there, but it's unfortunate because we do only get one life, as far as I know. As Pastor Craig and I were talking about on Friday, you only get one life, and you gotta try to get everything in that matters. And I think if you bring something up a lot as something you wish you had done, then it mattered to you. And if it mattered to you, then you ought to try to do it, because then you can get that out of your head. Because if you succeed at it, okay, good, great. If you don't succeed at it, at least you don't have to worry about not doing it anymore. You tried it. You did your best, and what happened, happened. And I think that would make you happy. You know, as the last caller said, not everything you do turns out well. Everything doesn't always have a happy ending, but you tried it. And I do agree 100% with what our last with what the author said, Adam Gopnik, earlier, that you cannot find happiness in somebody else. You've got to be happy on your own. You cannot find happiness in somebody else, because, as he said, those phrases come up, you're the one, and you think you've got it, and you don't, because it's more of a crutch. But as long as you think you're happy, I guess that's the way it goes. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And as I said about the musical at River Valley on Saturday night, the Addams Family, all of those kids, or certainly the majority of those kids, I think could go on and do that in a professional field. Now, will they? Probably the majority won't. Now, I hope they do, but I doubt it'll happen that way. Would they like to? I bet if you asked them, they would. And I bet if you asked them about the three performances that they gave all weekend, were they happy doing it? They would probably tell you that's one of those most memorable times. Have you ever ran into somebody who is long out of high school, and you talk to them and they start talking about their high school days? Oh, that football game where I caught the pass and won the game. That baseball game where I hit a home run and it turned into a grand slam and nobody thought I could do it. That time I took that test and I thought I was going to fail, and I ended up passing it with flying colors. That girl, my first love in high school, and we went out on a date and everything was great. People look back on these things very, very happily. And again, there's that term, happily, happiness. But did they pursue those things? Most didn't. They went on and they became accountants, or they worked in stores, or they became teachers, doctors, lawyers, whatever. And not that those things are not important, but could they have done the other thing? Did they even try? Because a lot of people like to rain on your parade. I've noticed that. A lot of people, when you tell them what you want to be, if it's something offbeat, hey, I want to play professional football. Well, do you know how many people get chosen for professional football teams? Not very many. Well, that's right. Not very many. That is true. I wouldn't disagree with that, but goodness gracious, give people a break. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, I have to come in again. You're making the question, and I'm going to answer them. Schooling, yep, that was one of the magnificent things about going to school. But did you really want to go to school? You had no choice. That is the law of the land. And after you're in school, isn't it great that they had all the opportunities? You could choose whichever you want. In school, you had a choice. And then, you know what? Here comes people along, and I've heard it yourself and other people say, oh, sports, sports. That's all they think about. That's all they think about. How many of the people that was just, we'll take that category since it's the last one I said, sports. How many people you think, you don't have to think. I know for a fact they don't pursue that after they get out of school. A lot of people never even had sports in school and become professionals, golfers and whatever, you know, more things that wasn't available to them in their everyday life if it wasn't for school. And so that was state law. And then after you get out of that, what else is the next law? You get married, which there's more that did than didn't. And you know what? There was the law of the land then, too. You got to get out, you got to provide, and you got to to pay the bills and all that. We've heard time and time again, and then raise children, and you got to have money to do that. So that keeps you occupied, Clarence, until you're at the age. And I don't know what you and the pastor said you'll have to do, and when I hang up, what you're talking about that I couldn't refer to on that. But you know what? Pastor's at the age of 65. He's wondering if he's going to be able to live on what he does and stuff, or if he can live on what he does without some kind of aid or something like that when they take Social Security away. So there's a big factor I hear on the radio and TV right now as we speak. And here we are, my wife and I, and millions and thousands and millions of other people done the same thing we done and stuff. Yeah, you can survive. So that's happiness. And I could go on and on. Well, defeating you on half.
No, no. I guess my point is not necessarily.
Now, this one, you say I think they aren't happy, but I'm saying
I don't know if they're not happy or not. What I'm saying.
That's your opinion, but here's my opinion. There is more people in the globe, not in Marion, not in your little social life you got, but in my idea, and I'll have thousands upon thousands upon thousands will agree with me because they are happy. And like I say, it isn't a smile on your face. It's the accomplishments and stuff you pursue and stuff you do. Yes, but it's the companionship on a lot of us that makes us happy, of watching our family grows and then our family grows and their family grows. Pretty soon we run out of time, and we're still happy because we know what's going on. But I wanted to add this one little thing to it. After you get older, and I can speak for that, you can't yet, but one of these days you're going to speak on a different term than I am. It is a wonderful thing that the tools we got today for saying to all the phones that we knock and all the things that we do about the kids, younger generation, it's going to prevail because that's the way the system's going to work. And the years before that, I was behind a plow when I was 4 years old, and them days are gone, but these other days are going to be around and around for a long time. But the point I'm getting at, I told Carol, I said, isn't that great? I said, here, you're not able to travel like you used to. We could still travel. You want to pursue it, but you got to call the game. Hey, I drove enough, been over millions of miles of road and all over the United States and stuff. In one state to the next state, you wouldn't know you'd be in it unless you've seen the terrain and you think you're getting close to that state or the name on a plaque. But this everyday life, I think that we traveled over a lot of country and we're happy, and we're into a different part of the country, and the traveling of our life is getting ready to retire out of this world, and we're still happy. So that's a big goal in life, and like I say, I'll continue preaching on my pedestal until I die that happiness is more people happy than not. And you aren't happy day in and day out. It takes the tumbles and the scraped knees and put the Band-Aid on it, and then you're happy the next day and you're out going. I want to add one thing that I can add on to the thing. I talked to Carrington, and she is going to pursue the airline stewardess, and she told me she's going to have a show of her own. So maybe you can emphasize on that a little bit
and
before
that's,
we go off Monday morning. So I'll see you later, Scott.
Okay.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye. And that's an interesting story, and I'll get back to that one in just a second, but with Carrington. But what I talked about with the pastor was that you only have one life. I mean, that was pretty well, you know, I had said to the pastor, you only get one life and you have to do what you have to do. And he said, you only do get one life, because we were talking about reincarnation or something about that. But again, and it is just my opinion this morning. That's why I'm saying it's just my opinion. I mean, I'm not in people's heads no more than anybody else is. But what I am saying, as I have said here this morning, is that if you are that football star in high school, if you're still 40 or 50 years later reflecting back on that moment, maybe you should have tried. Now, would you have succeeded? I don't know. Maybe you would have. Maybe you wouldn't have. I don't know. But sometimes the practical decision is not always the happy decision. And you're right. I do believe. Now, I completely believe if you ask people if they're happy, they're going to tell you yes. Because who wants to say, no, I'm not. I'm unhappy. I'm miserable. Who wants to say that? Nobody's going to say that. So, yeah, they'll tell you they're happy. But are they happy? I don't know, on the whole. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I'd like to say I agree with the gentleman caller. He always has good wisdom and advice and everything. And just because that you might want to remember things you did when you were younger doesn't mean that you wanted to pursue them. That doesn't mean that you're not happy because you did not pursue them. In life, there's a time for everything.
Well, and the people...
You have a time that you want to do one thing, there's a time you want to do another. But the happiness, God just wants us to be happy in whatever state that we are in at the time. We just be satisfied. You just be satisfied with what you have.
Right, well, I guess what I'm just trying to say, I'm not saying that people are unhappy. I'm saying that I don't think if you ask most people if they were happy that they would tell you that they weren't. I think that would sound bad if they did. I'm just saying if 40 or 50 years later, you're still reflecting back to that woulda, coulda, shoulda. You know, I should have done that. I could have done better in school. I could have gone to college. I could have pursued that career that I wanted to. I didn't because I didn't think it was practical at the time. You know, that is the what I'm talking about. If they had done, why bring, if it's not a thing and you're happy now, why even bring it up? Why bring it up 50 years later?
Because it's just a memory. It's just something.
A happy memory. Happy memory.
Yeah. You just want to reflect on it. But like I said, there's a time for everything. Like, if I had been good at sports and stuff, I would have enjoyed that while I could. And then you move on. You just move on from one step to another in life and be satisfied with where you are.
Well, I think, yeah. Well, I think on the whole that most, now satisfied and happy, I think, are two different things. I think that most people are satisfied because at some point there's not really much else you can do. I mean, people don't want to be miserable, so they've got to be satisfied. I just think if you are reflecting back, what would have been so bad about trying that thing that you loved so much that you're reflecting back on 40 years later and seeing where it went?
Well, I guess just to each his own, I suppose.
Right.
But I do like that gentleman caller that calls in. I like his philosophy.
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of people would like, I think the popular opinion would be that more people are happy. And I, you know, if that's true, that's good. But it just seems like every time I talk to somebody, if you talk to them long enough, they will bring up something in their life that they wish they had done. They wish they had done this differently. They wish they had tried this. And I don't know, would that have made them happier? I don't know. I guess that's on in their mind.
It's just part of life. It's just part of life.
Yep, and we'll keep on living it here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And again, phone lines are always open, 740-751-4038. You know, it's kind of like life and death. It's one of those alternative type of things. I mean, I don't think anybody is in a hurry to die, so what's the alternative? Well, life. So you got to be happy with it. But I think that most people kind of poo-poo people's dreams. And they say, well, you can't do that. You can't do that. You won't make any money at it. It won't be any good. It's not going to do this or that or the other. And I wish that people would not do that because I think let them try to achieve what they want to achieve. I don't know. Like I was saying to the author this morning, nobody is going to say, I regret my kids. Why would somebody say that? Nobody's going to say that. Nobody's going to say, if you're in a happy marriage, nobody's going to say they regret that. And I don't think they do regret it. But did it take the place of something else that maybe you wish you would have tried? I don't know. I guess everybody's got to make that decision for themselves. And I think in the end, what the answers to those questions are is where we will be in life. As the author said, you know, he was trying to give advice to his daughter about what she should do in her life because she's at a crossroads. And you've got to find out what makes you happy. Roll the dice on what makes you happy. I mean, for every person that got married and was married a long, long time, there were a lot of people who got married who were not happy for a long, long time. Now, was that happy? Probably not. There were probably moments of unhappiness in that, and you got out of it because it was unhappy. So, hopefully now, you're in a place where you are happy. And then there's just people, I mean, we see them all the time, who walk around, who are a little cranky, who are a little... Do you ever wonder why people with negative attitudes got, how they got that way? People who just are not happy about anything. The sun could be shining, the day could be beautiful, and they are just grumpy people. They have no patience. Everybody knows somebody like that. And why are they like that? What happened in their life that made them act like that? How did they get that way? I don't know. By the way, having a fear of something, not having enough money, losing money, illness, whatever it is. Now, there's nothing you can do about that. I mean, you've got to try to have the best foot forward you can and be as positive as you can. I'm all for optimism in those particular cases, but I don't really know what the alternative is here. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
I've been around for a long time and know a lot of people that were grumpy all the time, too. But you know what? They were happy, but you got to know those people. You can't just say, oh, that's a grumpy old person. I'll get out of here. But once you learn them, they're the most happiest and most nicest people you ever meet. But you got to give other people a chance to find out the characteristics of their life, too. So don't think they're grumpy that they aren't happy because they're happy because they're grumpy.
I think they're making other people unhappy is the problem.
Well, that sure is. You don't have to be around them, see? So I think some of your problem, you're around people that's grumpy. And
No.
On your show, listen to me, on your show that you hear that. So you're affiliating yourself with other people that's not grumpy, that's happy or grumpy and this and that. But you got to pick one that's more happy because it's more fun, but you really don't know the person that's grumpy. But hey, get on with Carrington. Come on, let's hear it.
Bob, we'll eventually get to that. All right. Now, what I'm saying is that I think sometimes you get stuck working with people. Who was it? Gosh, I'm trying to remember who on the air not too long ago told the story about having a coworker who was rude to them. Now, why were they rude to them? It might have been Carrington. Why were they rude to them? I don't know. I mean, I just angry, didn't like the person, personality clash, I have no idea. And I think people get defensive on this subject of happiness. I think people don't like to be told that maybe everybody's not happy. I think if that brings out a defensiveness, maybe there is some unhappiness there. Because I'm happy. I don't know why I wouldn't be happy. There's no reason to be unhappy. But if somebody told me that the world, the majority of the world was maybe not unhappy or was not happy, I don't know that it would bother me. I would think, well, am I happy? Okay, I'm happy. So other people, I hope they're happy. If they're not, I hope they get to some kind of happiness. Any thoughts on this from anybody else? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, one of the hardest things to do is to reflect. It's to reflect back on your life in an honest way. Because there's nothing you can do about it at a certain point. I mean, what are you going to do? Relive your life? You can't do that. So at some point, you've got to say, okay, that's what it was. I think it was a happy life. And I made the best decisions that I could. I think that happens. I don't know how you unding the bell. You can't go back to a certain point and say, okay, well, I should have made that decision. But I do believe that a lot of people's lives, for the most part, if they're honest with themselves, they do have to sit down, because who's got a perfect life? Nobody. And they've got to go down and they've got to say, I should have done that. Maybe I could have done that. Maybe I would have done that if I had done this. I think it gets to that point. And whether people want to admit it or not, I don't know if that ever goes away. I really don't know. You know, it's an interesting thing to think about. And a lot of people find happiness in strange places. You know, as I've said before, relationships are an interesting place to find happiness, because a lot of people go through those like Kleenex. And are they happy? If you ask them while they're in it, they'll tell you they're happy. But when it's over, they aren't so happy. So there you go. I guess what we've learned here is happiness is relative at the time. And God forbid death. I mean, we all experience death in our life of people we love, people we care about. That's not a happy time. But I don't think people harp on it. I don't think people reflect on it, hopefully. Don't dwell on it. But there you go. So are you happy? I guess is the question you should ask yourself this morning. If you are, good. If you aren't, there's always time. Hope dies last. There's always a chance to get it in there. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I did want to touch on this, though, because I was trying to get into this earlier. Chestnut Solar is a proposed solar-powered electric generation facility located in Pleasant Township, Marion County, occupying approximately 404 acres within a 562-acre project area and a capacity of up to 68 megawatts, which will cause the following. Negative impacts to our community. 30 years of visual and environmental impacts, such as loss of fertile farmland, flooding drainage issues, loss of property values, loss of wildlife and habitat, fire safety concerns, drinking water quality, rural landscape turned into the industrial zone, short and long-term health effects, incompatible with local land use plans, all electricity generated and sold in green credits, noise from inverters, toxic runoff of damage if damage occurs, heat island, community unrest, strain on emergency services. So they want you to join the fight here. It's concerned citizens of Pleasant Township. But this is the flyer I was given. Now, do these people sound happy? I don't know if they're happy right now. I think that's up for debate. But has anybody got any of these petitions, or has anybody been asked to sign a petition about this solar plant that they want to build out in Pleasant Township? I don't know. There's going to be a big meeting, I guess, over at Tri Rivers at 5 p.m. on Monday, April the 29th. Has anybody heard anything about this or know anything about it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And maybe I'll try to get these people on at some point to understand where this is all coming from. I had no idea that they were going to build a solar plant out in Pleasant Township. I don't know. It seems like these people are trying very hard to stop it. for all the reasons I ran through there. Now, again, I can't vouch and say all that's true. I'm just reading a flyer that was handed to me by this particular group. I don't know where it'll go from here, but like I say, maybe we'll have them on and we'll have a conversation about this at some point. Has anybody heard about this in Pleasant Township? Apparently not. I don't know if that's good or bad for the people in Pleasant who are trying to block this. 54 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, I don't know if these people sound all that happy. They sound a little perturbed at the current time. I don't know. You know, I think one of the things that make... All right, let's get back to the phones here. We'll slide back here. Go ahead, caller. Are you happy?
I'm extremely happy.
Oh, I hope so. I hope it's genuine.
It's very genuine. Very genuine. Yeah, no, there's a lot of people that are unhappy in Pleasant Township.
Boy, they're unhappy out in Pleasant after reading that that little display.
Yeah, are you going to go to the meeting?
You know, I've thought about it. It's right across the street, so I it'd be interesting to see how many people show up, and I guess I know their complaints right now.
Yeah. Well, if it happens, we'll have a beautiful solar field that you'll be able to see when you're driving down U.S. 23 and you look to the west around Summerlot Hoffman and Owens Road, that area.
So, have you heard a lot about this?
I have a relative that will have the farm fields behind her house turned into a solar panel. So, yes, she's one of the very active individuals in trying to raise awareness and combat this if they can.
You know, a lot of people seem very unhappy about this, and boy, I've seen them out there passing out this literature and collecting signatures, and it's turning into a thing.
It definitely is. I mean, well, I guess we'll see what happens. You know, you've got the private property rights of the seller that and the new buyer that you need to look out for, but then, you know, land use and trying to maintain the integrity of the surrounding area, you know, that needs to be a consideration too. So we'll see what happens, I guess.
Now with 4 minutes left to go, you've heard the happiness conversation. I don't know if you heard the interview in hour number one. Are you happy?
Oh, I mean, I'm content, I suppose. Am I happy? Do I wake up every day whistling and, you know, skipping? No. But am I content? Yeah, I would say I'm content.
See, that's an honest answer. Now, would you tend to the side, I mean, and again, it's just a guess, that most people are happy?
I would say most people are not happy.
See, I said that, and apparently I got my head bit off this morning for it.
Well, it's just, we've talked about it before, Scott. I mean, so many people lack purpose. You know, and I think that human beings are meant to serve a purpose and to produce and to accomplish things. And in the messed up modern world that we live in, you know, we've just kind of taken people and turned them into commodities and highly regulated and controlled commodities at that. So it's counterintuitive, it's, you know, counterproductive for happiness, I think.
Well, I just think, and again, it's only my opinion, I haven't done a head count, but I just think if everybody always has that thing they always bring up that they wish they could have done or wish they had more time to do, and I think you do get to a certain point, what are you going to do when you didn't do those things? You can't go back and do them now. So, of course, I think you have to say you're happy or at least get to the happiest point you're at in life because you can't really unding that bell at that point.
No. I mean, hindsight's 20/20, and I suppose it's a positive thing that they are reflecting because I don't think a lot of people reflect or analyze their lives, either in the present or, you know, in the past. So I suppose if you are looking back and you have regrets, at least you've thought about it. But yeah, I would definitely say that most people, unfortunately, lack a purpose, and if they had one, they could better find happiness. But if they don't really have, if they're just floating along, you know, it's kind of hard to be happy when you really have a lack of control.
And encouragement. You need to have encouragement from people, because so many people, when you tell them your dreams, if they're any way offbeat, people will, they'll go, you think you're going to make a lot of money? You think you can break into that? I don't know. And I don't even think those people do it personally, but it just comes out that way.
Yeah. And a lot of people, you know, don't give encouragement willingly because they're jealous.
And I'm unhappy because we're just about out of time on this Monday. Thanks for calling.
All right, God.
Scott Spears, very happily, heading to the dugout.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. What do you? How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
And then just
I just made up that answer.
And then onward and upward. I like
I mean,